So I really love how this song has a great leeway. I like to let it play to allow you to be able to get into the space with me. You have found your way to the Psychic Playground here with Jay Barbell. It's so great to be here with you. Let's get in the moment together. Allow your body to move with a rhythm, with a beat. Allow any stuckness, any part of you that is having a hard time letting go. Use the music, use the rhythm, use the beat as a way, as a place to let it go. And if you have to, help it break apart. All right, we're putting it all back together here on the Psychic Playground. Welcome. I'm so glad to be here with you. It's Wednesday, and you found your way to 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. And if you have been listening this whole time, you heard a bit of a different kind of intro than you might be used to. And it just came on me. It just came over me. And I wanted to give it a try out. So let me know what you think. I will be there, but I'm not the chat. There is a chat. It's happening. It's a live chat, and it's happening over on 12radio.com. Well, better said, you can get there by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. That does open up a brand new window to Facebook. And it is a private Facebook group with the same name, 12 Radio. Click on that button, do the whole invitation thing. We'll get you approved while we're live on the air, if this is your first time. And then we will get you, you'll be approved. You'll be entered in because we are a welcoming group. It's really just held separated to create privacy. To create security, also to create some safety. So we talk about metaphysical topics. We talk about emotional topics. We talk about real life. And sometimes that real life involves tragedy. It sometimes involves adversity, challenges. And so we're not going to shy away from those things, but we're for sure going to have a place to be able to talk about it, to be able to work through it, to support each other. So welcome. If you are already there in the chat, I know many of you are already there. I wanted to give those instructions for those joining in the first for the first time. So please head on over. I'll be able to say hi to everyone here shortly. And one thing I forgot to mention to the newbies is once you're approved, you will see the banner, my personal banner that says The Psychic Playground with Jay Barbell. And in the comments section is where the chat's happening. That's where the conversation is. That's where you can meet with me live while we're live on the air. How exciting. It's simultaneous. Thank you, technology. And thank you, Mark Husson, for allowing us to have this 1-2 universe to work, to play, to broadcast, to learn and to grow and expand, all the above. and to also get some world-class astrology. You know, that's Mark's specialty, and there are many world-class astrologers here with him. And I'm one of the psychic mediums and energy readers. So I'm excited to be one of those voices and to be part of the 1-2 choir of advisors. It's an amazing group. And you can check us all out over on 12listen.com. That's our sister site to 12 Radio. Many of the 12 Radio personalities, the hosts that you hear, many of us are over on 12listen.com. for one-on-one support and healing sessions and oracle card readings, tarot card readings, chat readings, video chat, phone. We try to do our best to accommodate and to provide that safe, sacred space to be able to do this sacred work. If you'd like to find me and others, you can find me over on 12listen.com. That's the number 12listen.com. For more information, we each have a bio page with information about us and how you can get a hold of us. So please give that a check out. All right. So today's topic, spiritual tools that are out of my spiritual toolbox. We're going to do a whole series on them because none of them are going to be brand new, I don't think, unless Spirit surprises us with a new one. But they're going to be ones that I've used for well over a decade and that I've used personally myself, and also I've used them with multiple clients, and that they are results-based for me and those that I've shared it with. So for that reason, and for the long-term consistency that I've seen, and for those reasons, I share them here on the radio. And so I've shared this particular one before, and this one is actually not even mine. I can't claim this is mine. I learned this one from Jim. Let me see if I can remember his name. Jim Self from Mastering Alchemy. And he would channel the archangels. And this is one of the tools that came through the channeled meditation that was part of his level one coursework, Mastering Alchemy. And I took this way prior to 2012. This is like a long time ago. I know he's still around, but I took it a long time ago. And I ended up buying his level one course. But this particular exercise was part of like a YouTube video or, I don't know, a blog talk radio, something. I heard it and I started using it, and I have been using it ever since. So because I've made it my own and I've been using it for so long, I wanted to have it be one of the tools that we share here from my spiritual toolbox. Okay, so they're not always going to be mine. They're not always going to be yours. And really, do we really claim ownership when it's being channeled? You know, those are questions we have to answer. I'm not going to, you know, take this show's time up answering those questions. But I want to get into this particular tool because I know that it's very valuable and it works. And this tool is great for collecting your energy back into the present moment, getting yourself back into the present moment, and also some might call it soul retrieval. Some might call it like retrieving your energy. And this one is interesting because this one is all about collecting your own energy, bringing it back into the moment. And then also collecting up the energy that people put onto you that's not even yours, but we're going to collect it up and neutralize that as well. So if you want to learn about the rose, please continue to listen. I'm excited to have you here. I'm going to jump over to the chat. Let me see who's joining us before I give this technique. I want to be able to say hi to everybody. All right. So don't forget, on Facebook, they're so fun. They keep defaulting top comments in the comment section. And it's great if you change it to all comments. So that way you can see everyone's comments. I don't want to short circuit and cut anybody out inadvertently. I'm going to enunciate here today. I'm going to make sure you guys know what I'm saying. All right, Renee. Hi, Renee. It's so great to see you. Welcome. She says, Jay with a heart, happy Wednesday. Well, happy Wednesday right back at you, and I'm sending you a huge hug of love. Hello, Pamela. Hi. It's great to see you as well. She says, well, hello, Jay and 1-2 Tribe. How you all doing tonight? You know, I'm doing pretty good. You know, and I'm actually doing better than I have been. I was starting to get a little victim-y regarding the heat. We were having a major heat wave in Los Angeles, and one of the days the temperature got up to 118, and it happened a couple of days. And then it was around 109, 101 for over a week. And it just finally broke. It was a regular LA day today. It was in the 80s. Oh my gosh, it felt so good. There's a breeze. It's a cool breeze. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. So I'm doing great. That puts me in an amazing mood, the weather. And I was able to get outside as part of my show prep. And so that was great that I was able to actually bear being outside and not be like roasting and melting. So how are you doing, Pamela? How are you doing? It's great to see you. Renee says, I like that music. You know what? I'm glad. I'm glad you vibe with it too. It was one of those things that was trying to find music for a commercial for some work that I was doing for another advisor. And I happened to come across this song, and something told me, this is your new song for your radio show. This is the new one. And I'm excited because now I feel like all day my intuition was talking to me about talking over music and having it be kind of a part of a meditation. And to have it be to music much like that, very upbeat, it's like taking you on a journey. It's moving you somewhere. It's not just the typical very quiet and calm and soothing meditative music we can hear. And like, do the guided meditation as if it is a adventure. And oh my goodness, you guys, I forgot to sign off. So let me make sure that I'm signed off on 1-2 Listen. I thought I did that. I apologize to the person trying to reach me. I will be off shortly and back signed on. So all that to say, wow, I got off on a tangent. So let me get back to business because I want to make sure that I have enough time to cover the tool. And once I have a chance to show you guys the rose exercise, I'll feel like we'll have some extra space to answer questions. And of course, the second part of the show, we will be able to get into free readings if you want to follow me over or, you know, find me here on the chat. For those of you that are already there, you know what to do. But for the newbies, you can put in a reading request. And I'm not going to get to that till the second half of the show, but you're welcome to put your request now. And I go first come, first serve. All right, let me finish with the comments. Then we're going to get to the rose, and then we're going to continue here. I got to keep myself on track. I was so... It felt so good talking about the amazing weather. It made me into a certain kind of space. So Pamela says, I thought that was new music. I like it. It has a nice flow and feel. I'm glad you're enjoying that. And I will be experimenting, just to finish that thought, I will be experimenting with narration of music like that, or some kind of music like that. I have to be sort of choosy because of the whole royalty-free bit kind of limits my choices. But I know that I'll be able to find a song that's going to be great. So I'm excited to be able to share that with you. That will be coming soon. Maya. Hi, Maya. She says, hi, Jay, with a heart. It's great to see you. I'm sending you hugs back to you. Sending hugs back to Pamela, too. And Kelly. Hi, Kelly. She says, hi, Jay. And Cindy says, hello, Jay. All giving me hearts. I feel the love, and I'm very excited. It's great to see you all here. And now let's jump into the tool, the rose. If you want to go ahead and do this with me, this is going to be a guided meditation, but it's going to simultaneously be something that is working on your energy, working on your consciousness. And so I'm going to explain it before we do it, just so that way, if this is your first time, you can kind of get a feel for what's going to happen. So I'm going to ask you to create a red rose. I'm going to have you use your imagination. I'm going to have you create it in front of your eyes, about 12 inches out in front of your eyes, floating there. And then I'm going to give you some instructions to do with that rose. And basically, the first instruction is going to be calling all of your energy back to this present moment. So if there happens to be any energy of yours outside of this present moment, or fractured off, or with somebody else, you know, like in a phone conversation you had earlier, or thinking about your bills, or whatever it is, social media, the news, the list goes on, all the things we can be distracted by and where we can put our energy. And so it's going to collect all that up. And the rose is going to do this. We're not going to think too much about it when it happens. We're just going to go with the experience and be the observer and watch it happen, feel it happen. And then we're going to, once that feels complete, once the rose collects all of our energy up in the moment, we're going to explode the rose into a million billion bits and pieces of light. And then we're going to breathe all that energy back into our body, neutralized, and in this present moment. In essence, we're bringing us in to the present moment fully. You can even kind of feel the stillness before we do it. And then I will go on with the next part. So let's do this first part together. As I said, go ahead, and I would like you to imagine a red rose floating in front of your third eye, about 6 to 12 inches out in front of your third eye. A red rose. And if you have trouble visualizing a red rose, you can imagine what a red rose looks like in a florist or a grocery store. Bring in that red rose image however it feels best to you. There's no right way or no wrong way. There's just doing it. And again, like I said, don't overthink it. If you've thought about it, it's happened. So now I would like you to command that rose to collect up all your energy from wherever it is in the universe, in this dimension, in any other dimension, in this present moment, or in any past, present, future moment, or parallel reality, or other reality that we don't know about. We're calling our energy back to this present moment in this reality right here, right now. And we're asking the rose to collect it all up. You might even feel a certain kind of sense of a vacuuming kind of feeling, as if you are being sucked into a vortex. In essence, in a certain kind of way, you are being sucked into a vortex. You are an energy vortex, by the way, but that's another story for another day. So allow that rose to collect up all your energy. Don't overthink it. All right, it's feeling complete. And one thing you might notice here, and just I want to mention it because it's a cool thing that happens, is you might have noticed yourself in a moment you had earlier today. Or you might have noticed a particular person that you have conflict with come up, and they like came across your screen as they were getting collected up. And that's perfectly normal, and that's actually letting you know it's working. All right, so it's feeling complete. We're now going to command the rose to explode in a million billion bits and pieces of light. Watch it explode. It's a beautiful thing. And now we're going to take a deep breath in. We're going to breathe in all that energy. And it's bringing in all that energy back to us in neutral. So if we called something back from our past, that might have been a traumatic event for us. We don't need to rehash that experience to be able to collect back that part of ourself. Let me say that again. We do not have to rehash that experience to collect ourselves back up from that experience. All right. So this was part one of the rose. And now here's part two. And this is the part that is kind of incredible. So when you do this one, just as you might have noticed yourself, like have different people or different situations come across your third eye radar being collected into the rose, on this one, you might notice different people popping up. You might even notice corporations, including your work, pop up. You might even notice social media networks pop up. And I'm not doing this to implant this into your mind. I'm doing it so you aren't startled when it happens. So this time, we're going to imagine another red rose, 6 to 12 inches out in front of your third eye. It's a beautiful red rose. It's out there lightly spinning, slowly floating. And this time we're going to ask the rose, better yet, command the rose to collect up all the people that have attention points on us. I'm going to say it again and then I'll say what it means. We're going to command the rose to collect up all the people that have attention points on us. What that means is the people that are thinking about us. The people that might be sending us love and acceptance and joy, our family members, some of our friends. And it also could be the people that are jealous, that might be like plotting some kind of drama or anything that's involving energy being directed at you. That is being collected up as you command the rose to collect up all the people that have attention points on you. So again, you're going to feel a sucking sensation and just allow whatever comes across your screen, just allow it to flow across your screen. Don't think about it. Don't try to hold it there. Allow it to be collected up. I'll be the observer. Pay attention, but allow it to happen. Great job, everybody. Everyone's doing wonderfully here. It feels like there's quite a bit in this department with people that have attention on us. Many of us are very involved in our communities and our families. It's part of what happens. And this is allowing us to fully bring our energy to the moment and to release our energy to anyone that might be holding on to it or have consciousness, their consciousness trying to hold on to it or trying to send us energy of one way, shape, or another. So we are going to explode the rose again, and we're all going to bring that energy back to us that's ours in neutral on the inhale. As part of that experience. And then we're going to exhale. In the exhale, breathe back all that energy that belongs to those other people. And we're going to send it back to them in neutral, but we're going to send it back to them. It's not ours. So go ahead and explode the rose into a million billion bits and pieces of light. Watch that fireworks show go on, that light show. We're going to take a deep breath in. And in the exhale, we're breathing out all that energy and it goes back to where it belongs, wherever it came, neutralized. Beautiful. And now take a moment and just feel into your body, feel into your connection. See what feels different, what feels unique about this present moment. And use this as an opportunity to fill yourself up with your own light from the inside out. your own light. So many of us have been searching outside of us, and we forget our own light. We are a power source, our own power source from the inside out, powered by God. I don't know how else to say it. We are animated by this thing called God, by the energies of this thing called God, as it animates and energizes everything around us. We just happen to be very conscious of it. And even we can co-create and work with it. All right, so let me know how that was for you, those that joined me live. I would love to hear how your experience was. And I would like to hear, for those of you that have done this with me before, if you noticed anything different. And especially if you've done this with me for a really long time and you've used this particular technique, I would love for you to share your experience and let people know the benefits. So I'm going to take a quick break with that song that we do called Balanced Love. And I want to try to see if I can clear my throat. All of a sudden, it sounds like I feel like I smoked a pack of cigarettes. And I want to see if I can clear it without actually keeping you guys here too long, having to listen to my voice get clear. So give me 1 second. Let me get that Balanced Love song playing. It's by Asheron. And just like the instructions at the beginning, feel the beat, feel the rhythm, feel the love, and have an experience, and I'll be right back with you very soon.
Open your heart and let love in.
right there. I think I have my voice back now. Thank you all for enjoying that musical interlude and getting some movement through the rhythm, through the beat. It's very important, movement. And I am the first person to be able to raise my hand as the proud tourist that I am. I love chilling. I love relaxing. I love being able to enjoy the moment. And it's taken me some time to be able to get there because I was very much programmed growing up with being very busy, being very involved in everyone else's stuff. And I've had to really learn how to get involved with myself and less involved with everyone else, unless it's in a particular kind of way where a friend is asking me for help or, you know, I'm getting a reading, but that someone's actually helping or someone is actually asking me. I'm not just feeling like I need to help the world and no longer needing the validation that I was trying to get. Excuse me again, out of trying to help the world, quote. Okay, so I wanted to mention the rose exercise because it has been one of the tools I've used to get clear in my mind. Speaking of. And it has been one of the tools that I've used to help me get into what I think about something and to what my intuition is telling me versus what was either told to me growing up at home or at school, for example. And I don't want to say that, you know, I learned amazing things at home, but I also learned some not so amazing things at home. And then just the environment I was in with my wiring, I was affected the way I was affected. Just as you are, you know, and we can be a victim to those things and be paralyzed by them, or we work through them, you know, we figure them out. We find ways to go around them, go through them, have a different perspective, but we don't just allow ourselves to just stay stuck. And so that's been an ongoing journey for me. But I have to say this tool particularly did a lot of really helped me a lot in getting control of my energy and helping me understand my empathic abilities, also helping me understand the difference between what was my energy and what was somebody else's. And for me, I'm such a empath, and I don't say that like with an ego. It's kind of like not so great to be super empathic. Because I was so empathic that I honestly couldn't distinguish my feelings versus someone else's feelings and emotions that I was picking up. And oftentimes, other people's feelings and emotions would override mine. That's how in tuned I was to everyone else, but not myself. Okay, so the rose really helped with that. So I want to mention some comments because I noticed that some of you shared your experience and I love that. I want to share what people are saying. Give me a moment to change to all comments. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg, for Facebook. Me. Let me see if I can clear my throat. Interesting. Good grief, 118, my heavens. 118, my heavens. Yeah, it was something, all right. The plants were even traumatized. Okay, so Kelly said, I really liked this exercise. I felt a release during the first part and instantly felt lighter. Thank you for sharing. You're very welcome. My mom says, hi, everyone. That's Daylene up there. Hi, Mom. It's great to see you. Sending hugs to the Pacific Northwest. And Pamela said, I never exploded a rose before. Poor rose. That felt akin to cutting or pulling cords. I loved the rich color it made when I exploded it, though. Beautiful. Well, I love it because it's like it's your own personal light and explosion magic show. And it's different every time. All right. So Renee says, interesting tool. I can feel a little more settled. Must have gotten some energy work. It has a way of alchemizing and neutralizing our energy. And sometimes I feel like that can have a negative connotation. The way that I see that is it has a balancing effect. And more than just a balancing effect, like if let's say you're carrying a lot of worry around or fear or both, it can help to neutralize that energy so that way you are no longer, it's the whole energy cannot be created nor destroyed, but it is transformed. So it's a way to transform it. So that way you can utilize that energy in a different way and also walk around in that energy in a different way. You know, instead of feeling stuck with what we feel and thinking that we're, you know, stuck there, it's understanding that we can work with the energies. We are an energy being. We're animating and emitting energy all the time. It can be picked up on multiple scientific sensors and in different ways, like an EKG with our heartbeat, infrared cameras and sensors to get that infrared spectrum. With a regular camera, you can see certain things. The FLIR camera with the heat sensing. So there's just so many ways to see that we are emitting energy beings. And even though not everyone has a third eye to see auras or to feel people's energy field like I do or like you do, that doesn't mean that it's not happening. And that doesn't mean that it's not real or true. And it is the kind of thing that if you know and understand your own energy, it really makes it easier to walk around in a world that can be very challenging. Does it eliminate the challenges? No. Does it even bring some more to you? Yes. But it's from the standpoint of we grow, we learn from challenging experiences. And not that we can't learn a lot from a very happy experience, but it is not the kind of thing that's going to bring out necessarily the grit or the tenacity or the intensity or the passion that might, you know, it just depends. We have different things unfold here because this whole life is experiential and we're meant to experience it in multiple different ways from multiple different perspectives, doing multiple activities and a very variety and myriad of ways of relationships and to get to do it over and over again day after day, but also with the mystery of not knowing which day will be the last one. So all that to say, I don't know what got me on this topic and where we went. Oh, I guess some of the feedback. Thank you for the feedback, everybody. I really appreciate it. And I'm glad that you guys noticed some of the effects. I would utilize it over this next week, at least once a day, and then report back next week when we get back together and let me know what happens after using it over time. And I will be really good about doing it at least once a day, every day with you. To be able to report back what I experience using it every day consistently this week. Maya says, I feel relaxed and almost ready to go to sleep. Well, and I would say it is bringing you into the present moment, and it's going to bring you very present to what your mind, body, spirit, you know, most wants out of that present moment. And it feels like rest and relaxation and a slower pace. It feels like it's on tap for you, Maya, this evening. Okay, so we're going to get into the energy readings because we have about 10 minutes. Because the next show coming up is Heart Matters with Ginger. And Ginger usually self-produces herself. But when she has a guest, she asked me to produce her. And so today she's going to be having Jennifer Dove join her. Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. And she's going to be coming on as Ginger's guest. And so because of that, I'll be there. And I want to make sure I give myself enough time to do that transition. Because I, too, am a self-producer. I produce myself, and I'm also the station producer, and I produce those that want to be produced. And it's a great experience and love of mine. I've grown so much doing it. I've learned a lot of as well. It's like going to class every day, getting to hear all of the different radio show hosts. And many of them are very instructional, very teacher-like. Very informative, and they have tons and tons of wisdom. So please check out the schedule. There are a ton of shows Monday through Thursday that are live, and then we have repeats the rest of the time. And coming up, we have our holiday shows. We usually have a special show for Halloween and also for Christmas and Hanukkah and the whole winter solstice time. Okay, so let me know who wants to be first for a mini energy reading based on a card that I pull for you. And I want to pull from the Inner Voice Tarot. The Inner Voice Tarot. Okay, so I want to, again, refresh and do top comments to all comments so I can see everybody and then also hopefully see everybody in order. And if you're really enjoying what you're hearing tonight, please share about my show to a friend, to your family member, to that somebody where you know that it's going to resonate, the content that we have going on here. Also someone that might need some extra help or support. This is a great space and place to come check in once a week, get a card pulled. We're definitely not going to be able to go as in-depth as we would one-on-one on the phone, personally, individually, privately. But we can still get a lot of work done here, and it doesn't have to cost anything. So I'm excited to be here with you and to have this opportunity weekly to come throw cards and have this opportunity to have some fun and see what comes through about what's going on in our lives. So first message today goes to Kelly. She says, open for any messages, please and thank you. Kelly. It's the card of balance and moderation. It is the temperance card. And the message is, my mind, body, and spirit are in balance. My mind, body, and spirit are in balance. Temperance. So I'm feeling like you're going through something. And I do feel like it feels like I'm like lower stomach. You might be having some kind of digestive issue, but I feel like it's getting stirred up by stress. And I feel it's stress related to you're used to dealing with this particular situation one way. And what is up for you is to be able to see about doing it another way, to see if there's another perspective that you can let in. To see if there's another way of being that you can let in. It feels like a crutch that you reach for, and it feels like you're consistently reaching for it, and it worked really well at first, but now it's like outdated, like you're used to it. And so it doesn't have the same like uplifting effect or the same like supportive effect that it had at first. And so it's the kind of thing that we see things in spirals. Time is not linear. Like we're moving around the spirals and we're either moving upward and getting to see something from a higher perspective, from another kind of vantage point, or from a lower perspective, from an even different, you know, an even different still vantage point. But we're never standing still. And even if we're going through something that is that quote same old thing, it really isn't, quote, that same old thing. It's coming around again. Yes, you're noticing it. Yes, but it's your opportunity to change it up. So as this thing is coming, I don't feel like I need to speak it. I feel like you know what it is. This is by no way a judgment. This is more about making way for a bigger expanded version of you that feels better, that is more balanced, yes, but where you are no longer encumbered by the thoughts, like the paralyzing thoughts that are coming along with this pattern now. Okay, Kelly? So see if you can check in with your higher self and the Holy Spirit within, asking for what would be the best way to make the change, to make the shift that would be for your highest and best good. I would start there, see what comes through. And if you have trouble, you're welcome to reach out to me over on 1-2-Listen. You can also put in the comment here if there's some other way that I can maybe give a little bit more direct support. But I want to thank you for reaching out and for being here tonight. It feels like the kind of thing with, I'll say this with habits. You know, we can label habits good habits, bad habits, but we're the one labeling it, or society is labeling it. But I feel like it's more looking at it like, is the things that are routine for us, are they working for us? For us, or are they not? Is it adding to our life, or is it taking away? And being able to look at that from this moment and without any of the judgment. It's more just like cut and dry, no emotion. Is it there or is it not? Is it a yes? Is it a no? And then be able to make an adjustment from there the best you can. And know that it doesn't need to be more than a baby step. It just needs to be consistent. All right. Let me see who is next. And we have one more time for one more because of our, the day is just going by very fast. I'm like, where did the time go, people? Okay. Kelly says, thank you and I appreciate it. Well, I appreciate you very much. Thank you for being here. Okay, so the last card is going to go to my mom, actually. This card is for Daylene. I feel her giving me a little tap on the shoulder to pull a card. So I'm going to wrap it up with a card from my mom. I want to thank you all for being here. It's been a tremendous show. I've really enjoyed it. And please come back next week. We're here live, 4 p.m. Pacific time. On 1-2 Radio, patience and investment are the words of this card. It is the seven of pentacles, the seven of pentacles, prosperity. And the message is, I trust my highest good is unfolding. I trust my highest good is unfolding. I feel like there is like a confirmation of some kind of some work that you have been putting into saving, not just saving money, but also saving your energy and being able to put that energy into yourself to be able to create what you want in the world and to feel how you want to feel in the world. And I feel like you are gaining some ground with your divine bank account, which is also helping you gain ground with your real life bank account. And that's going to continue. I feel like that's going to continue to grow. And I feel like the seven coming up is just you're on the right path. You're on the right track and that you can trust that. That is going to do it for the Psychic Playground. I want to again thank each and every one of you for being here with me this evening. It is a great pleasure and an honor to be here with you. And I really enjoy it. And it's this time where it's like a virtual campfire that we get to be around. And there aren't too many places on the internet that we get to have this. And so thank you again, Mark, for this opportunity to have a radio show and to be on the internet and accessible worldwide and to be able to do that on a weekly basis. Stick around for Ginger and Heart Matters and her special guest, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. This has been The Psychic Playground here on One to Listen, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.